For I have five brethren, that he may testify, Mark, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. These words have still something more in them than I have yet observed from them. There are one or two things more that I shall briefly touch upon, and therefore Mark, he saith, that he may testify unto them, etc. Mark, I pray you, and take notice of the word testifying. He doth not say, let him go unto them, or speak with, or tell them such and such things. No, but let him testify, or affirm it constantly, in case any should oppose it. Let him testify unto them. It is the same word the Scripture uses to set forth the vehemency of Christ in telling his disciples of him that should betray him, and he testified, saying, one of you shall betray me. And he testified, that is, he spake it so as to dash or overcome any that should have said, it shall not be so. It is a word that signifies in that case any, that in case any should oppose the thing spoken of, yet that the party speaking should still continue constant in his saying. And he commanded us, says Peter, to preach and to testify that it is he that was ordained of God to be the judge of quick and dead. Acts 10, verse 42. To testify, Mark, that is, to be constant, irresistible, undaunted, in case it should be opposed and objected against. So here, let him testify to them, lest they come into this place of torment. From whence observe that it is not an easy matter to persuade them who are in their sins alive in this world that they must and shall be damned if they turn not and be converted to God. Let him testify to them, let him speak confidently, though they frown upon him or dislike his way of speaking. And how is this truth verified and cleared by the carriage of almost all men now in the world toward them that do preach the gospel and show their own miserable state plainly to them if they close not with it? If a man do but indeed labor to convince sinners of their sins and lost condition by nature, though they must be damned if they live and die in that condition, oh, how angry are they at it! Look how he judges, say they. Hark how he condemns us. He tells us we must be damned if we live and die in this state. We are offended at him. We cannot abide to hear him, or any such as he. We will believe none of them all, but go on in the way we are going. Forbear! Why shouldest thou be smitten, said the ungodly king to the prophet, when he told him of his sins? 2 Chronicles 25, verses 15 and 16. I say, tell the drunkard he must be damned if he leaves not his drunkenness. The swearer, liar, cheater, thief, covetous, railer, or any ungodly persons, they must and shall lie in hell for it. If they die in this condition, they will not believe you nor credit you. Again, tell others that there are many in hell that have lived and died in their conditions, and so are they likely to be if they convert not to Jesus Christ and be found in him, or that there are others that are more civil and sober men who, although we know that their civility will not save them, if we do but tell them plainly of the emptiness and unprofitableness of that, as to the saving of their souls, and that God will not accept them, nor love them, notwithstanding these things, and that if they intend to be saved, they must be better provided than such righteousness as this, they will either fling away and come to hear no more, or else if they do come, they will bring such prejudice with them in their hearts that the word preached shall not profit them, it being mixed not with faith, but with prejudice in them that hear it. Hebrews 4:1-2. Nay, they will, some of them, be so full of anger that they will break out and call even those who speak the truth heretics, yea, and kill them. Luke 4:26-29. And why so? Because they tell them that if they live in their sins, that will damn them. Yet, if they turn and live a righteous life according to the holy and just and good law of God, that will not save them. Yea, because we tell them plainly that unless they leave their sins and unrighteousness too, and close in with a naked Jesus Christ, his blood and merits, and what he hath done and is now doing for sinners, they cannot be saved. And unless they do eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, they have no life abiding in them. They grovel presently and are offended at it, as the Jews were with Christ for speaking the same thing to them, John 6:53-60, and fling away themselves, their souls and all, by quarreling against the doctrine of the Son of God, as indeed they do, though they will not believe they do. And therefore, he that is a preacher of the word had need not only tell them, but testify to them, again and again, that their sins, if they continue in them, will damn them and damn them again, and tell them again they're living honestly according to the law, they're paying every one their own, they're living quietly with their neighbors, they're giving to the poor their notion of the gospel, and saying they do believe in Christ will do them no good at the general day of judgment. Ha, friends, how many of you are there at this very day that have been told once and again of your lost, undone condition because you want the right, real, and saving work of God upon your souls? I say, hath not this been told you, yea, testified unto you from time to time, that your state is miserable, that yet you are never the better, but do still stand where you did? Some in an open ungodly life, and some drowned in self-conceited holiness of Christianity. Therefore, for God's sake, if you love your souls, consider and beg of God for Jesus Christ's sake, that he will work such a work of grace in your hearts, and give you such a faith in his Son Jesus Christ, that you may not only have rest here as you think, not only think your state safe while you live here, but that you may be safe indeed, not only here, but also when you are gone, lest you do cry in the anguish and perplexity of your souls. Send one to my companions that have been beguiled by Satan, as I have been, and so by going on come into this place of torment, as I have done. Again, one thing more is to be observed from these words. Let them testify to them, lest they come into this place of torment. Mark, lest they come into, as if he had said, or else they will come in this place of torment as sure as I am here. From whence observe that though some souls do, for sin, fall into the bottomless pit before their fellows, because they depart from this world before them, yet the other, abiding in the same course, are as sure to go to the same place as if they were there already. How so? Because that all are condemned together. They have all fallen under the same law, and have all offended the same justice, and must for certain, if they die in that condition, drink as deep, if not deeper, of the same destruction. Mark, I pray you, what the Scripture says. He that believeth not is condemned already. John 3:18. He is condemned as well as they, having broken the same law with them. If so, then what hinders but they will partake the same destruction with them? Only the one hath not the law yet so executed upon them, because they are here. The other have had the law executed upon them. They are gone to drink that which they have been brewing, and thou art brewing that in this life which thou must also drink. The same law, I say, is in force against you both, only he is executed and thou art not. Just as if there were a company of prisoners at the bar, and all condemned to die. What? Because they are not all executed in one day, therefore shall they not be executed at all? Yes, the same law that executed its severity upon the parties now deceased will for certain be executed upon them that are alive in its appointed time. Even so it is here. We are all condemned by nature. If we close not in with the grace of God by Jesus Christ, we must and shall be destroyed with the same destruction. And therefore, send him, saith he, lest, mark, lest they come into this place of torment. Again, send him to my father's house, and let him testify to them, lest they come into this place of torment. As if he had said, it may be he may prevail with them, it may be he may win upon them, and so they may be kept from hence, from coming into this grievous place of torment. Observe again that there is a possibility of obtaining mercy. If now, I say, now, in this day of grace, we turn from our sins to Jesus Christ, yea, it is more than possible. And therefore, for thy encouragement, do thou know for certain that if thou shalt in this day, this thy day, accept of mercy upon God's own terms, and close with him effectually, God hath promised, yea, made many promises, that thy soul shall be conducted safe to glory, and shall for certain escape all the evils that I have told thee of, ay, and many more than I can imagine. Do but search the Scriptures, and see how full of consolation they are to a poor soul that is minded to close in with Jesus Christ. Him that cometh to me, saith Christ, I will in no wise cast out. Though he be an old sinner, I will in no wise cast him out. Mark, in no wise, though he be a great sinner, I will in no wise cast him out if he comes unto me. Though he has slighted me ever so many times, and not regarded the welfare of his own soul, yet let him come now unto me, and notwithstanding this, I will in no wise cast him out, nor throw away his soul. John 6, verse 37. Again saith the apostle, now, Mark, now is the accepted time, now is the day of salvation. Now here is mercy in good store. Now God's heart is open to sinners. Now he will make you welcome. Now he will receive anybody if they do but come to Christ. He that cometh to me, saith Christ, I will in no wise cast out. And why? Because now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. 2 Corinthians 6, verse 2. As if the apostle had said, if you will have mercy, have it now. Receive it now. Close in with it now. God hath a certain day to hold out his grace to sinners. Now is the time. Now is the day. It is true. There is a day of damnation, but this is a day of salvation. There is a day coming wherein sinners must cry to the mountains to fall on them, to the hills to cover them from the wrath of God. But now is the day in which he doth hold out his grace. There is a day coming in which you will not be admitted to have the privilege of one drop of water to cool your tongue. If now, I say, if now you slight his grace and goodness which he holds out to you. Ah, friends, consider there are now hopes of mercy, but then there will not be. Now Christ holds forth mercy unto you, but then he will not. Matthew 7, verse 23. Now there are his servants that beseech you to accept of his grace. But if thou lose the opportunity that is put into thine hand, thou mayest thyself beseech hereafter, and no mercy be given thee. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy upon me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue. And there was none given. Therefore let it never be said of thee, as it will be said of some, Why is there a price put into the hand of a fool, seeing he hath no heart to it, seeing he hath no heart to make good use of it? Proverbs 17, verse 16. Consider therefore with thyself, and say, It is better going to heaven than to hell. It is better to be saved than damned. It is better to be with saints than with damned souls, and go to God, and to go to God than to go to the devil. Therefore seek the Lord while he may be found, and call upon him while he is near. Isaiah 55, verse 6. Lest in thy trouble he leave thee to thyself, and say unto thee plainly, Where I am, thither ye cannot come. Oh, if they that are in hell might but now again have one such invitation as this, how they would leap for joy. I have thought sometimes, should God send but one of his ministers to the damned in hell, and give him commission to preach the free love of God in Christ extended to them, and held out to them, if now, while it is proffered to them, they will accept of his kindness, oh, how welcome would they make his news, and close in with it on any terms. Certainly, they would say, we will accept of grace on any terms in the world, and thank you too, though it cost life and limbs to boot, we will spare no cost nor charge, if mercy may be had. But, poor souls, while they live here, they will not part from sin, from hell-bred devilish sin. No, they will rather lose their souls than lose their filthy sins. But friend, thou wilt change thy note before it be long, and cry, O simple wretch that I am, that I should damn my soul by sin. It is true, I have had the gospel preached to me, and have been invited in. I have been preached to, and have been warned of this. But how have I hated instruction, and my heart despised reproof, and have not obeyed the voice of my teachers, nor inclined mine ear to them that instructed me. Proverbs 5, 12 and 13. Oh, therefore, I say, poor soul, is there now hope? Then lay thy hand upon thy mouth, and kiss the dust, and close in with the Lord Jesus Christ, and make much of his glorious mercy, and invite also thy companions to close in with the same Lord Jesus Christ, lest one of you do go to hell beforehand, and expect with grief of heart your companions to come after, and in the meantime with anguish of heart do sigh and say, O send him to my companions, and let him testify to them, lest they also come into this place of torment.